Truth Day, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk. The further upriver I go, the less fish camps there are. There are two active fish camps between Apaimute and Crooked Creek. Crooked Creek is 67 river miles from Aniak, and from Apaimute, it's 38 river miles. Crooked Creek was first reported in 1844 by a Russian explorer, Zagiskin, and in Yupik it's called Gwijahpak, or Great Bend. Christine John explains how her 2018 fishing season went and will explain how hard it is to live in a remote village. Here's my most heartfelt interview.
My Yupik name is Otlagnuk, and I'm from Crooked Creek, Alaska.
Christine, before we get started talking about fish, I would like to know how much price per gallon do you pay for gas and for your oil?
We have to pay almost $7 a gallon, maybe $11 a quart of oil. That's very expensive. But
what do you call flatfish or dry fish?
The flatfish is sukhakbak, and the other one is gobangluk.
How do you prepare your fish at fish camp?
We make a smoked, half-smoked dried salmon. We put that away for our winter use and put salt fish. We get quite a bit of, a lot of grandkids, and they love salmon.
I'd like to know what kind of salmon.
We have king salmon, dog salmon, silvers, and reds. And we have been cutting a lot of dog salmon because there's hardly any reds and king salmon. And they're good eating. And the weather has been nice lately, but then it was raining about 4 days, so we couldn't go fishing. And I think the weather is too warm for the fish. The fish has been, they have worms. And I used to never see that kind of fish long time ago. And then nowadays we see worms and like pus in the fish. We have to throw them away, which I don't like to throw away fish, my food, but then it's scary to eat that kind of fish. We don't know how it'll affect us. And we try to get our salmon for the winter because the food is too expensive up here in Crooked Creek, and we don't have that kind of money to buy food in the store because it's so expensive. So we live off our own native food as much as we can. I have to teach my kids how to fish and my grandkids how to eat their subsistence food because we can't live off that food from the store because it's very expensive, and we have to order our food from Anchorage, and it's so expensive with freight and all, but we do our best to keep our kids happy.
You're listening to the program Coffee at KYUK. This is Petra Harpuk. Christine John of Crooked Creek wants people to know how remote living is really like and the hardships of subsistence fish openings and closures.
The fish and game, they should put the commercial fishing to close it instead of leave it open for the king salmon. We want to get some king salmon up here too, and it's scarce nowadays how we fish, because we don't get fish like we used to, and we don't let them go to waste. We take care of our fishing, and we watch our fish and let them dry so we could have good fish in the winter.
How much king salmon have you caught so far?
I'll say maybe 10 king salmon, and they're small, and that is not like long time ago.
And were they stale when you caught them?
We caught few good ones and then already getting pale, and we usually put salt fish away with king salmon, but nowadays it's different.
When I said stale, I meant pale.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're getting pale, and that's not no time to leave the fishing open. It's time to leave the fishing open when they first start running so we could get our fish.
So you said you caught at least 10 kings. Were those jack kings?
They were mostly jack kings. Some were medium size. We never catch no large ones, so I don't know. It's different.
So when you opened the belly part, did you find any eggs in those, any of those kings?
There was few of them that had eggs, so.
And how do you prepare the eggs?
We make fish soup. That's all.
What do you think about the federal management of the openers and closures? What are your thoughts?
For the fish and game, they should look at people up this way, because we don't know, you know, we have no salmon, hardly any salmon around here, and they should leave it open for us up here, because we need to put our fish away for the winter.
It's time to head upriver by boat to the George River Weir. It's a little over 90 river miles from Napaimute. As we're idling up the George River, I notice one boat at the corner of the river. We stopped by and I decided to take a break from the long boat ride and drink some fresh spring water. Here's my Blue Ribbon interview.
What's your first and last name?
Agnes Andernoff.
Is this your husband?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Miss Andernoff.
Your Yupik name?
Let's see, I got so many of them, I don't know.
Just give me one.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
You give me. I'm a FBI, full-blooded Indian.
Where are you from, Mishka?
I was born in Sleet Meat in 1937.
How do you cut your fish?
With ulok.
Do you have a different way of cutting your fish?
I just make strips and flat fish and all of that, yeah.
Do you cut fish, Mishka?
Used to, but I'm slacking down. I wish I could. I do once in a while when I can.
Did you reach your quota for this season?
Not really, but I will by the end of the season.
What's your quota?
Much as I can eat. We take what we need, nothing else. You know.
Describe the taste for me.
Oh, it's fantastic if you like fish. It's nice. It's really good. I eat it for breakfast too in the morning, dry fish. It didn't hurt me none. It make me healthier.
Tell me the last 10 years of how putting fish has been for you and your family.
Oh, for me, in the last 10 years, it's going, I'm slowing down, but the rest of my family helps me. So.
How old are you?
I'm only 80 young.
How old are you?
69.
And you're still cutting fish?
Yes.
You're listening to the program Coffee at KYUK. This is Petra Harpuk. Mishka is 80 years old and he still fishes for his 69-year-old wife. Mishka explains how fishing is like from upriver to downriver and how long Agnes wants fishing to be like.
How do you characterize fishing upriver from downriver?
I don't really know. I spend my time upriver only. Down there, no, it's just like combat fishing downriver. I don't like it. Up here is a lot better. You get freedom between towns.
Could you tell me about the general management of openings and closures?
I like the openings, the 24/7. It gives us more time to fishing. And
so you're all for 24/7 fishing, not restrictions?
Yes, I like that 24/7, no restrictions.
What about you? Do you want 24/7 fishing or you want it to be restricted?
As I grew up, there was no restrictions they set on us. We took what we can get and that's all we did.
I'm getting ready to take off to Sleetmeet from the George River Weir. It's 44 river miles from Crooked Creek. As we're approaching Midway, all we could see is dense fog. Midway is called Midway because it's halfway between Sleetmeet and Red Devil. We have no way of making it into Sleetmeet, so we stay the night at Margaret Bobby's camp and started this by midnight. Well, good morning. It's Sunday, July 8th. We're drinking cowboy coffee, or at least I think it is. I look out Margaret Bobby's window, and it's a stunning view, the one and only Kuskokwim River. She's the luckiest person to be living where she's at.
Long ago, like not 10 years ago, long ago, when I was young, there used to be big fish. Now there aren't. They're like more like medium or jack kings. Other than that, it's been pretty good fishing, except for the king salmon. And either in the ocean or down there, they're the ones that wiped out the big one, the big kings. Mm-hmm. I don't make blankets anymore because there's no big kings and we can't do kings much.
How much fish did you cut so far?
Last year we got I got 185. This year not that many. Who fishes for me? Myself.
You're listening to the program Coffee at KYUK. This is Petra Harpuk. Determined women like Margaret Bobby not only fishes for herself, but gladly helps out her neighbor as well.
My neighbor, we help each other.
Who is your neighbor?
Roy and Barb Carlson.
I'm back on the Kuskokwim River at the Sleetmeet Fish Wheel. There I meet Barb Carlson. She's 4 feet, 11 inches, wearing a baseball cap, fishing gear, and a blue sweatshirt. She has an attractive charisma. Her and Margaret are checking the fish wheel and split the fish between them. We chat for a while, but now it's time to go. I'm on my way to Sleetmeet. Sleetmeet was founded by Ingalik Indians and it means whetstone people.
My name is, what's my name? Donnie Melick Trump.
You're listening to the program Coffee at KYUK. This is Petra Harpuk. For those of you who don't know Pete Melick, his character is joyful and he loves life.
My dad used to call me Strop.
Where are you from?
I'm from my mother.
What village are you from?
Sleetmeet. That's Sleet, I think, comes from rock and mute. These people, you know. That's how Sleetmeet.
Who are your parents?
I got adopted. They found me in a dump over there. Catherine and Nick Melick.
How old are you?
75 years and I don't know how many months.
When is your date of birth?
10/22/42.
So did you fish this season?
We're going to start here pretty soon. Next week the ridge and stuff are here now. And a few king salmon left.
What are you hoping to cut?
Cut?
Yes.
Reds and king salmon.
If you were a fish, which fish would you be?
I would be a trout.
Where do you cut your fish?
Out here in front.
What do you use? You use a log or butcher knife?
Log. I don't know how to use knife.
What is your first and last name?
Jeannie Millick.
Where are you from?
Naknek.
Do you cut fish with your husband?
I do most of it.
Don't lie, I do.
And what is your quota for this season?
Whatever we get.
You're listening to the program Coffee at KYAK. This is Petra Harbuck. Pete and Cheryl are old, but age is just a number. They're still cutting fish because it's necessary for Gukumutes. On Monday, July 9th, I'm getting ready to take off to Napaimute. The meaning of Napaimute is forest people and was once called Hoffman's. From Sleetmute to Napaimute, it's 82 river miles. There, I meet an old and young lady who are both amiable.
How has the 2018 fishing season been for you?
It's, to me, like it's okay. We're getting our fish, but then, you know, some have those long worms, like, and pus. What are those pus on the fish, too? Maybe them waters maybe too warm. That's what we were thinking about, and I said, some look like are getting change of color already. And king salmons are already getting red.
What does that mean?
Old fish, like. Other day we caught one fish.
What do you think about the general management of openers and closures when early in the beginning?
Make us stop fishing and then fishing again, and most of our fish were drying and we had to cut fish again and dry again.
So you're not used to that?
No, long ago we never used to fishing like this. We used to fishing, you know, every day until we have enough fish for winter.
Hi, Christy Wise, how are you?
Cold.
You're cutting fish in the rain?
Yeah.
And what are you using to cut your fish?
My Gram's pullout and gunny sack so the fish won't slip. Yeah, I learn everything from my grandma.
How old are you?
23. But I've been cutting since I was maybe 11.
Who caught all these fish for you?
My brother and David went across to go check the fish fields where we got them from.
And where are you originally from?
Johabalik.
This is the end of my trip up the Kuskokwim River to learn about fishing Gukumut style. It has been a wonderful voyage on the river. I love meeting others who also live on it. It's good knowing more about my fishing relatives upriver and how those of us who live downriver are part of this place linked by water, fish, family, and traditions. As I fly home, I am hoping everyone got the fish they need for winter. This trip exploring fishing Gukumut style has given me more respect for upriver people because they are cutting fish which my family downriver would never eat. We downriver don't know how good we have it. Thanks for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK.